Welcome to Why People Believe Weird Things, where we discuss some of the reasons for weird beliefs and their costs.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Cushlin.
Hi, I'm Dave Breen.
Hi, I'm Amanda John.
And today we'll be discussing why people believe weird things
and the costs of believing in them.
So guys, on my walk into the building, I saw a spooky black cat. And I thought, oh no, bad luck. And it got me thinking about the many weird beliefs people rely on.
Yeah, like how people actually call into the Ms. Cleo psychic hotlines to predict their future.
I know. Some people even believe that Bigfoot exists in the woodlands of Pennsylvania.
Have you guys ever heard the theory about how people think that crop circles were constructed by extraterrestrials?
Yeah, we're laughing at all these beliefs, but I'm sure we have some strange beliefs of our own.
Well, I confess, I may take fortune cookies a little too seriously. I always close my eyes when I'm picking one. And when I read the fortune, I'm always thinking about how it applies to my life. Like, ooh, it says I'll be happy and successful. I kind of believe that the fortune is especially for me.
I guess I'm guilty too. I say rabbit rabbit on the first of every month for good luck. If it isn't the first thing I say when I wake up, I repeat it a lot of times to compensate. What can I say? I've been doing it for as long as I can remember.
So, Dave, do you have any weird beliefs?
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I guess I have one. For every cross-country race, I take off my jewelry and I put it in my right shoe before I run. I guess it brings me good luck.
Well, it sounds like people believe all kinds of things, but what makes the belief weird?
A weird belief is one that lacks scientific evidence, is illogical, irrational, or goes against what experts in the field argue.
If all of these beliefs are not supported by evidence, why do people believe them?
Well, people believe weird things for a number of reasons. Personal experience is often cited as support for weird beliefs. After all, we should be able to trust our perceptions, right? Sadly, this is not always the case. There are a few circumstances where our perceptions can't be trusted.
That's very true. Our perceptions aren't always spot on. Our perceptions are set, meaning that we perceive certain situations no matter what the input. Psychologists call these circumstances perpetual constancies. For example, people know certain objects are specific colors. Studies show they'll see the objects as the color they thought it would be, rather than the actual color of the object. But other than perceptual constancies, are there any other ways our perceptions can be thrown off?
Well, sure. Another example that comes to mind is what happens when what we are perceiving is vague. Psychologists call this phenomena searching for clarity and vagueness. Our mind tends to construct images when what we are seeing is not totally clear. This can explain pareidolia, where we see vague stimulus and our mind constructs an actual image in our heads. Pareidolia can explain why we see clouds as pirate ships or burn marks on our toast as Elvis.
I've heard about that. People see a lot of things. I know every year thousands of UFO sightings have been reported to the government. To try and explain this through natural causes, scientists have found that if someone sees a stationary light far off in the dark, they will sometimes see the light as moving. This could serve as an alternative hypothesis for UFO sightings.
Yeah, so what we have learned from this is that we must be especially careful of trusting our perceptions, especially when dealing with weird beliefs.
Well, once people learn these things, it should be easy for them to see the alternate solutions to their weird beliefs.
Actually, it's funny you should say that because it's not necessarily true. Psychologists have found that it takes a lot for people to be swayed from their original beliefs. When people formulate a belief, they will often cling to it. This is termed belief perseverance. No matter what evidence people are presented with, they will be hesitant to overturn their original belief. Also, once people hold a belief, they will try and fit and manipulate any evidence they have to their belief. This is called confirmation bias. Although it takes a lot of will to overturn our original beliefs, there are steps one could take to guard against confirmation bias and belief perseverance.
Right. Scientists always formulate a testable hypothesis before beginning an experiment. This way, they can give their tests a direction as to not get caught up in confirmation bias. Although it seems simple, keeping an open mind to alternate hypotheses is a great way to escape belief perseverance.
Well, even hearing about or watching others' experiences through the media can influence weird beliefs.
Yeah, the media is everywhere. You can't escape it. It's always at your fingertips on the internet, and everywhere you look, there's newspapers and magazines, even CNN playing in the calf.
Exactly. Popular media is so easy to access that it's just the most convenient way to get our information about everything we need to know. But the problem is, sometimes the media can be misleading, especially when they're dealing with weird beliefs. For example, they often use eyewitness accounts, which are really appealing to the audience, but not very reliable. Eyewitness accounts have a lot of the same problems as personal experiences do.
Well, they can definitely be affected by faulty memory and expectations. Our memories aren't like tape recorders, which would make studying for finals really easy, but they're more like fragments, and we construct the memory out of fragments that our brain recalls. The way we construct these memories can really be affected by what we expect or want to have happened.
Even when the eyewitness is trying to be completely truthful, their memories aren't all that reliable, since they can be so influenced by expectations. Eyewitness accounts can be really persuasive, but they just aren't a very good source of evidence to support a claim.
Plus, the reporters who are putting together these news reports usually aren't trained critically to examine paranormal events. We usually treat them like experts, but they are not experts at evaluating whether a weird belief is likely to be true.
What the media are really experts at is making money and getting good ratings. Paranormal stories sell, and if the story turns out to be false, there usually isn't a follow-up story. It's not quite as exciting to tell people that it probably wasn't a UFO that was seen over the White House. Because of this, people hear evidence for weird beliefs, but not against them.
Yeah, and the sound bites that you often hear on the news don't leave much time for complex answers.
Well, the media usually gives the public what they want, and people do like simple answers. I mean, the world can be complex and confusing, and a lot of times it doesn't seem to make much sense. Black and white, simple answers are an easy way to make sense of uncertain things. And it takes a lot more effort to take the time to really examine claims than it does to accept the simpler answers that the media gives us.
Yeah, some people seek out the simplicity by trying to answer life's unanswered questions with paranormal events because it's easier than backing it up with evidence. In a sense, the easy route is more comforting because when it feels like there's no logical answer, you can find hope in the unknown. People attribute the causes of uncertain things to weird phenomena to be provided a safer, more secure outlet of understanding. For example, if someone we knew had an undiagnosed illness, it would likely be very unsettling to those who know them because people don't like the idea of not knowing. So in response, we come up with whatever we can to make us feel better or have hope even if we can't back it up.
Right, like in Michael Shermer's article, Why People Believe Weird Things, he explains that humans are always seeking greater levels of happiness and satisfaction. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. We'd almost always rather settle for an unsupported simple answer than have no answer at all.
Obviously, we're flawed beings. We disregard our good judgment and fall for gimmicks. When science or evidence seems to not be solving any problems, people cling to unconfirmed or intangible things, like mysticism or superstitious habits. This is called the appeal to mysticism.
I've heard of that. Believers claim that mystical experiences are beyond our normal limits of knowing, and that these experiences have deeper insight into why things happen. Skeptics often dismiss these experiences as times when people are in altered states and are having delusions or even hallucinations. But in any case, these mystical experiences shouldn't be used as evidence to support a belief, because they're a personal experience that can't be supported by reason because, well, according to the people who experienced it, it's beyond reason.
Yeah. And anyway, in some cases, people associate weird things with unanswered questions in situations that are more severe. In another example, often when people lose loved ones at young ages, they try to find a greater understanding as to why that particular person lost their life, while others live until they're very old. Many people turn to different forms of therapy to find answers when there really isn't one. Others turn to luck rituals or change their lives in random ways in order to avoid the same fate.
Right. And we don't like to think that coincidence is the cause of someone dying in a situation that you just couldn't predict, like car crashes. We don't want to believe that something as important and irreplaceable as a person's life can be taken away so quickly and for no reason other than chance.
By nature, most of mankind is forward-looking, as mentioned in Shermer's Why People Believe Weird Things article. We try to disregard known scientific fact and new information that put restrictions on what we hope our abilities could be. For example, when another advertisement for an instant weight loss pill airs on television, many people will call in to purchase it. Some of these buyers may even know that instant weight loss is a false premise. Again, even against their better judgment, people will resort to the chance that something could work and solve our problems. It brings us comfort. These people are clearly unhappy with their appearance and are comforted by the idea that these pills could solve their problem. The human search for satisfaction is often unrealistic and guided by blind hope to to reach a non-existent perfection.
So, as comforting as these solutions may be, they leave us with some drawbacks. As Amanda said, people are tricked into buying phony products, and these people are obviously feeling the economic cost of their belief because these miracle products they are investing in yield no real return. Similarly, people who call into psychic hotlines can end up spending over $100 for 30 minutes of conversation, if you can even call it that.
Yeah, it's a complete waste of $100. Psychics are trained into making people feel as if they're getting insight into their future, and psychics that are convincing reap the benefits.
Right, and individual people aren't the only ones who feel the economic costs of weird beliefs. Oftentimes, money is spent funding unnecessary research for these beliefs, like in UFO studies. Scientists have been studying this for a long time, and no projects have ever found UFOs or been fruitful in any way. So, economics is one cost, but it's certainly not the only one.
Well, it's easy to be tricked into spending money because of a weird belief. But sometimes you can get hoodwinked into even more serious things. When reason and logic are being ignored when deciding some beliefs, it makes it harder to tell what is and isn't reasonable.
We can definitely get into the bad habit of not thinking things through.
Exactly. And in a democracy like the US, where citizens get to make decisions about their country's future, it's important that everyone can make rational choices. When people aren't thinking rationally, they're easier to maneuver and trick into believing all sorts of things. This can make a country more susceptible to political manipulation, which can even lead to the loss of important rights and liberties.
So your ability to evaluate claims and make choices that are backed up by critical thinking can have a huge effect on your quality of life. If we get used to ignoring reason, we could find ourselves stuck in a situation that takes away our rights.
Yeah, and death is clearly the ultimate cost to believing in weird things. Luckily, this doesn't happen as a result of believing in most weird things.
If it did, it would likely involve a laundry list of very specific circumstances that lead to this outcome.
An example of one might be when a person believes that taking an advertised weight loss pill, as mentioned earlier, that they see result in, which is likely due to the placebo effect, they'll continue taking them. Weight loss pills are known to have dangerous side effects. One even contained parasitic eggs that, if ingested, would hatch inside you and cause parasitic worms to eat all the food you ingest, until you are incredibly malnourished. This could obviously lead to death.
Ew. Clearly, misrepresentation can lead to terrible things, which is why it's very important to investigate the validity of claims.
One known weird belief that we know has taken lives is involvement in doomsday cults, right guys?
Yeah, but for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what exactly is a doomsday cult?
A doomsday cult is defined as cults that prophesy catastrophe or destruction, and those that attempt to bring it about. People in changing or vulnerable situations that are looking for meaning in life are more susceptible to being manipulated into joining these cults. The recruiters use appeals of fear by convincing the recruit that the current way that individual is living is wrong or could harm them.
They also appeal to the person's ignorance. They appeal to the fact that the person is not in a state to challenge what they're being convinced of.
In past examples, such as the Jonestown cult, they practiced mass suicides, the largest one involving the killings of 909 people. These deaths were simply a result of extreme manipulation by the leader, Jim Jones.
Wow.
The extremity of this cost goes to show that weird beliefs combined with manipulation can lead to a variety of things, dangerous and harmless, and that believers must be cautious of their reliance on such things.
All right, so we mentioned some pretty serious consequences. How can one avoid falling into these traps?
Well, first of all, be sure to state what the belief is claiming, so you understand exactly what's being said. Then look carefully at the evidence. It's also very important to take time to check out alternative hypotheses to see what other explanations there might be. Finally, measure up the theories against each other to see which one is the simplest and needs the least extra stuff to be true. The best theory is the one that fits best with what we already know.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. And hopefully, our discussion will help you to better analyze your own beliefs.
This has been another episode of Why People Believe Weird Things, brought to you by Professor Helwig Larsen's first year seminar. And remember that the quality of your decisions is determined by the quality of your reasoning.